Well, it's time to say goodbye. We heard John Barry there doing The More Things Change, 1970, collected on Ace compilation of his material called The More Things Change. Film, TV, and studio work from 1968 to 1972. We heard Rupa from Disco Jazz 1982, compiled by Numero Group, Aaj Shanibar. Behind us now, well, of course it's Ennio Morricone music for Il était une fois dans l'Ouest. My name is Scott. It's been beautiful. Hope you're good. I look forward to seeing you next week, right here on the radio, Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. In Rockland County in New York City, I might have said that. Worldwide online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dinner at Andy's with Andy and Ken. Freeform Radio, WFMU. See you next week. Bye.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, the radio stunt program that believes that gender is a spectrum. I'm station manager Ken, the co-host of Dinner at Andy's, and I'm here with the host, Andy Breckman.
I didn't believe gender was a spectrum until about 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
I saw that guy over there.
Well, I'm glad that I brought it up.
Yeah. Now I'm a believer.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Because I've been planning on introducing the show like this for a long time.
Yeah, I can see. I know. You lie awake at night. 4 a.m., 5 a.m. How do I introduce the show?
3 a.m.
3 a.m. Got to get a zinger off at the very top. It's my one shot. It's my opening.
We're outside here at the bottom of Montgomery Street in Jersey City. We're at J. Owen Grundy Park.
We're at the pier.
Which is the pier hanging over the Hudson River.
So we're not in the studio again? We're not taking calls again?
No, we're not taking calls tonight.
What's with us?
People seem to love these shows where we go
out. What is that, by the way, what does that mean, people seem to love the show? You've gotten very little negative feedback? That's what it means?
Yeah, you know, instead of getting...
Almost no one hates it?
Instead of getting 100 complaints per show,
yeah.
I'm only getting about 75.
So we're on a roll.
Yeah, like last week we did the show from the marijuana dispensary in Maplewood.
How'd that go for you?
It was a lot of work to put together because I had technical issues. But
the promised land.
But the people loved it. I actually only got 70 complaints about that show, which is, I think, about the smallest number that we've ever received.
Congratulations to us both. So that was... That was a big show for you. And what did you learn from that show? It was like an Apple boutique. It was like this high-end boutique. They were selling your wacky weed. And
I learned a lot. Yeah. I learned that my medical card has expired.
Yeah.
And I learned that if you want a good selection in New Jersey right now, don't go to a legal dispensary.
Yeah.
Go to an illegal dispensary.
Okay.
Like a CBD shop.
They sell everything.
Yeah.
I learned nothing last week.
Really?
Nothing. I was driving home trying to think of what I learned. Nothing. And for that, I thank you. Oh, no, wait, don't turn on that rock and roll music.
Yeah, they're having some kind of walkathon or some kind of performance. Let's hope that that's just a sound check.
I don't think it is.
Well, we can go down and get far away from it.
Let's do that.
So what are we
doing
here?
Because we have a show.
What are we doing here on the pier today?
Why don't we walk while we talk?
Okay.
And talk while we walk. Oh no, they're cranking it up. They think they're doing us a favor.
Yeah, this is a problem.
It is a problem.
Well, and you wanted to record today's show, why again?
Well, I thought I had plans tonight. I thought I was going to a Broadway show and had to leave early.
Ah, but the Broadway show's been canceled?
No, my friend is sick. Not COVID, but sick. So that fell through.
I'm sorry.
What do we do about this music?
Sorry to hear that. I don't know what to do about the music except get far away from it. It's not that loud that it's going to destroy the show.
I guess we can't edit now, though.
It's too late, no.
No,
I smell weed.
Are you okay with halfway decent music being broadcast over the radio?
No, it's a big problem.
I know.
It has melody and rhythm.
I know. It's going to make all your other shows look bad.
It's like a recognizable genre.
It's yeah.
All sorts of suspicious things going on in that music.
Okay, so now we've walked to the end of the pier. Okay. We're almost at the river. We can't walk no more. Hi, how are you today? Hi, how are you?
And you have a number of petitions with you.
Yeah, we're going to try to get people to sign my petitions. And oh, my God, they're playing this music.
What are your petitions concerning?
Well, pretty hot-button issues. I mean, people are going to have pretty strong opinions about it. But now, okay, now we've walked to the end of the pier. There's a fatal flaw now. There's nobody down here.
There's a couple of people here and there.
But that's not enough for a show.
I'm looking around. There's a dozen people or more.
Well,
and I think they're going to turn the music off sooner or later.
I'll bet you a nickel they don't. You'll say, we are doomed.
No, it's
we're
okay.
Doomed.
No, we're fine. We're doing fine. I'll be able to lower the sound of the music.
You can?
Yeah.
Electronically?
So one of your petitions is about pumping your own gas here in the state of New Jersey.
I know you feel strongly about that, huh?
I feel very strongly about it.
You like having other people pump your gas.
No, I hate it.
You hate it.
I hate it.
I knew it was one or the other.
Yeah.
Tell me why. What's your argument against it?
I want to be able to pump my own gas so that when I pull into a service station, I don't have to sit there for 5 or 10 minutes waiting for the attendant to come over to me.
Because you have something more valuable to do with your time.
I'm trying to get to the dispensary.
You're trying to get home to cure cancer. Like, what do you do with your time? Those 4 minutes are life or death.
It's just annoying to sit there waiting, wondering whether they even are aware that you're there or not.
It's insulting because in every other state in the union, you can get out of your car and figure out how to work your own nozzle.
It's tyranny, Andy. It's tyranny.
But
New Jersey's the only state that it's illegal to pump your own gas.
Yeah. Now, why do you think that is?
They don't even give you the choice.
Well, is it the gas station lobbyists have that much sway in Trenton?
Well,
something happened. Something went wrong.
Actually, the gas lobbyists are trying to change the law. The gas lobby is trying to make it legal for people to pump their own gas in New Jersey.
They keep
getting shot down.
Shot down in Trenton?
Yeah.
Because
New Jerseyans like having somebody pump their gas.
Oh, just be honest for one thing. You're talking about women.
It's
women.
According to the New York Times.
It's mostly women.
It's mostly women.
Duh, yeah. Mostly elitist, snobby, liberal women.
And it's
that
also
love having being catered to hand and foot.
It also happens to be more strongly favored by Democrats.
Well, duh. Oh, I'm shocked to hear that. It's so what can they do? What can poor Governor Murphy do?
Oh, he
incur
won't
the wrath of the Democratic chicks?
Murphy won't go anywhere near it because the issue is such a loser. I think it's something like 78% of New
Jersey. But there's no possible defense of it because 49 other states allow it. You can't say it's dangerous. You can't say it's anti-union.
Well, it also makes the gas more expensive.
It does. Yeah, every time you fill up.
And New Jersey already has the cheapest gas in the country. So imagine how cheap the gas would be if we allowed people to pump their own.
People from other states that are just traveling through New Jersey, they must be shocked. Excuse me, get back in your car. Ma'am, I'm only going to ask you once. Back in your car, ma'am.
So how many signatures do you think you can get people to...
Well, let me see. This petition says drivers in New Jersey should be allowed to pump their own gas. It says that in big, big letters.
Okay, that's good.
And then in small letters underneath, it says also abortion on demand. As long as I'm out here, right? As long as I'm getting signatures.
It doesn't really have anything to do
with... It'll save time for everyone. It's a twofer.
It has nothing to do with pumping your own gas, though.
Well, I know. It's a twofer. People have more than one opinion, Ken.
Okay. All right, so
I guess we're looking for the Venn diagram. We're looking for people that feel strongly about both.
How many signatures do you think you can get?
Well, how many will it take to move the needle? How many will it take to get Trenton's attention?
I think 20 is a good start.
20 will do it?
I'll give you $20 if you can get 20.
Will you give me a dollar per signature then?
No.
That way you won't. I have to hit 20?
You have to hit 20.
Oh, go to hell.
And then you get 20.
Oh, you make me crazy. Okay, well, the abortion thing is in very small print.
Yeah.
I won't even bring that up.
Don't bring it up until the end.
Yeah. Okay, should I...
And I have bumper stickers I can give people.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to tell people we're doing this.
You're going to dangle that carrot in front of them?
Sure.
Now, bumper stickers, if they sign or if they just were talking to us?
I think maybe only if they sign.
Okay. Now there are two guys leaning against the railing.
I think you really want to go for a win.
Obviously, they're regretting their life decision. They're kind of mulling over.
Yeah, it looks like
everything that went wrong in their lives.
I think they're thinking about jumping in the river.
Yeah, they are. And
maybe we shouldn't disturb them.
I think they're exactly who we should disturb.
Okay.
They're at their low point.
Okay.
Hey, look, there's a duck.
Let's do it.
I'm going to use the duck as an icebreaker.
That's a diving.
You see that duck?
A diving water bird of some sort. What was that, a loon? Look, it dived down in the water and disappeared.
I wonder what it's doing down there. Hey, did you see that duck that dived down there?
I don't know.
Yeah, where'd it go? You didn't do anything to that duck, did you? You didn't say anything, did you? Okay, enough small talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go in.
Hey, you guys have an opinion about this? You guys drive in New Jersey? You drive a car?
Inflation down too. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, okay, and inflation. Now what are you doing in New Jersey for the summer?
My daughter lives right over there.
Okay, so you're visiting your daughter? You're spending the summer with your daughter?
Yep.
You know, if you live here, you could just take the ferry back and forth.
We do that, yeah.
So you're staying here?
I live in the pier, a couple buildings over.
You're a good dad. You're doing your best. You'll be here for Father's Day.
I got one daughter in Florida, one here.
So. Okay, but she appreciates it. She knows you're trying your best.
I think so. Whenever she's got to go to an appointment, we watch the dogs.
There you go. Yeah. You're not perfect. You never claimed to be perfect, but you're doing your best.
Who said that?
Exactly. I'm saying that on your behalf. So you're watching her dog
You guys are part of the radio station?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the station manager. You can't blame me. I'm just a volunteer.
So what do you guys play?
Well, that's a complicated question. What kind of music do you play, Ken?
Hippie noise.
Yeah.
Hippie noise?
It's
bad.
The hippie noise.
No ponytails.
He'd be running. Well, we wear the ponytails when we visit our wacky weed dispensaries. We put on the clip-on ponytail. And when Ken has his WFMU board meetings, everyone puts on their clip-on ponytails.
That just started here, right? That wacky weed.
Yeah, the wacky
weed.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
Yeah, Independence Day is what Ken called it.
All right.
It's still illegal in Florida, right?
They don't have that in Florida.
No.
Florida will get it eventually. There's no stopping it, but we have it here. It's changed our lives, hasn't it, Ken?
It has.
I can't think of how,
makes
but
you
I think
station
it
manager?
Yeah, it does.
It does make me a better station manager.
It makes the volunteers and DJs more malleable.
It makes all music sound better, so that's a big help on our station.
Well, yeah, you could use it right now, couldn't you, with this crap playing. Exactly. Hey, we should get a petition going to turn that music off. Let's do that. Let's get a petition going for that. Yeah, I will, exactly.
Put abortion on demand on that one, too.
Yeah, turn that music off. Oh, and abortion on demand.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Hold on. I'm going to just flip this down.
We're abandoning ship.
Yeah, we now have a real cause. This will get signatures. Hey, turn that off. Why don't we just say, hey, turn that music off?
And then how many signatures do you need before you go up
there? I will
there
go up to him if I can get 10 signatures. I'm writing the word hey. Hey, turn that music off. Okay, and then we can show him. We get 10. You'll sign that.
Mr. Biden here to sign.
You'll sign that.
Joe Biden will sign anything.
Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. Okay. Here's our first signature, Joe Biden.
What's it like running a radio station?
Oh, I forgot to ask. Ken, what's it like? I should have asked you that. I've known it for 30 years, and I forgot to ask.
Oh, you do it too?
No, I don't run it.
We've been doing a show together for 30 years.
I'm more of a victim. I'm more like a Helsinki, Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, I've been kidnapped. What's it like, Ken?
It's actually a lot like running an internet company these days, I think. More than running a radio station.
So you spend most of your time looking for advertisers?
No, because we're a public station.
We tried advertisers, but no one would sign up.
Yeah.
It's listener sponsored. Actually, Ken is a force of nature. He's phenomenal at this. It's a station that has been built in his own image, and people seem to love it.
Well, it used to be a college station. The college went bankrupt. So we became an independent public station, but we're not an NPR station.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who funds an independent?
The listeners, the fans.
They call up. We badger them once a year, and they pledge $25.
We're beggars. We're professional beggars. Yeah.
What do you do for a living in Florida?
Well, I'm trying to retire. But
yeah.
Welcome to the club.
You'll love it. Do you play golf?
No, my wife does.
Okay.
I got a bad back.
Okay, but you're wearing a Bronx hat. You're wearing a Yankee t-shirt. You went up to Yankee Stadium.
I lived in New York all my life. I was a New York resident until a few months ago. I finally got out.
Okay, you got out because of taxes?
Plus I have one daughter in Florida.
Is that where the grandkids are?
That's where one is on the way.
Oh, Mazel Tov! Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, great.
September 9th. God willing, right?
God willing, no, it'll be great. Boy or girl?
Boy.
I'd be honored if you would allow me to name your grandson. I'd be honored.
Go ahead, take a shot.
Kyle.
Yes, I am.
Think about it.
Kyle?
Don't say no.
I got a good friend that's Kyle.
So that's a reason to do it.
Yeah.
How about Hyatt? Wait, how about Regency? Hyatt. No, Regency.
You're looking right at the Hyatt Regency.
That's where I get a lot of my ideas.
Your creativity is off the charts. How about building?
Yeah, Skyline. Skyline O'Brien. Okay, so here's our new... Hey, turn that music off. That's our new petition.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna find somebody. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hey, ladies. I know you're thinking the same thing we are. Turn that music off, right? The music you're hearing is pretty crappy. Would you sign our petition? Just says, turn that music off. That's all it says. If we get 20 signatures, we'll be able to turn it off. Would you sign it? We don't know who they are, but listen to that crap.
I don't hate it.
No, we all hate it.
They kind of like it, Andy.
Yeah. No, listen to it closer. Listen, right now, listen to this part.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm going to put your name down. I'm going to make up a name.
We're from a radio station right up the street. You want to bump up a sticker for your laptop or something?
Sophie Hyatt Regency.
You guys should play the music instead then.
Yeah, I know. They should. We should play our own music.
Why don't you do this?
Well, that would be good. Then we'd have the pier to ourselves.
Yeah, why don't you change the petition to we take over the music?
Yeah, do that. We'll
let FMU?
Yeah.
Jesus. Let FMU.
I'll find it if you do that.
A little coup d'etat here on the pier. Maybe. What do you think of the music?
It's
awful.
Music.
No, come on. Be honest. For once in your life. Try being honest and see if you like it. Turn that music on. Let's just get some signatures.
I would sign it if it's changed the music.
Okay, that's what it'll say. Hey, change that music. I'm changing the... Okay. Okay, change that music. You'll sign it. There you go. That's what you have to do, Ken. Whatever they want the petition to say, just... cross out what's there and change the petition.
It's not really
It's that
fair.
Easy. It's that easy.
But then somebody who signed it before, you're changing what they agreed to.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a flaw there.
Yeah.
This guy is actually world famous.
He is, yeah. This is Ken Friedman.
Not world famous.
Ken Friedman, no. The abortionist. The depregerator.
Technically not an abortionist.
No.
Yeah.
No, because...
I think you need a medical degree to be considered an abortionist.
Yeah, you're a murderer.
No, I'm a provider.
Yeah.
I'm a provider.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, thanks very much. We're going to do what we can. You keep listening and you're going to hear the music's going to change and that'll be thanks to you.
Awesome.
Okay,
Thank
we're on
you.
Our way. Thanks. Okay. So now we have a lot of options about...
Yeah, if you change the petition to whatever they want,
yeah,
then you can get as many signatures as you want. Here's Jen.
And yeah, we already had that up.
Yeah,
you know somebody, when you go to these liberal bastions like San Francisco or Midtown New York, and people are hitting you up for petition signatures, you know?
Yeah.
They do that because they get paid, you know? They get a piece of anything you end up pledging. It's all like on commission.
Oh, but that's not just for a signature. That's for like a pledge.
Yeah, if you pledge. But if you give them your email and they hit you up and then you end up pledging money, they'll get a piece of it.
Huh.
That's why they'll go to, you know, they'll preach to the choir.
Gotcha.
But we're taking it one
well,
step
I'm,
further.
I'll give you $20 if you can get 20 signatures on any one petition.
How you doing? Don't you hate the music they're playing down there? Don't you hate it? If we get 20 signatures on this petition, they'll turn it off.
Yeah. Did they say that? Did they agree to that?
House, no one's going to say no to 20 signatures, Ken. You'd have to be made of steel. So we're just getting people to sign. We're just asking people to turn that music off. Exactly. Because you want to sit in silence. You want to talk to your friends, right? You came here for some peace and quiet, am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Here you go. You sign that.
Oh,
we're going to confront them.
Right up the street.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for your signature.
Yeah, thanks for your signature. 20 signatures, and then let them push back against that. They won't have the nerve. Here you go. Here you go.
30.
You're all in it now. Go for 30. Wow.
Thanks for your signature.
One can dream, I guess.
Wow, Andy, you're going to get 3 or 4 signatures right here.
Yeah, exactly. This is how you do it. You guys come here every day?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Isn't it horrible that they just put these speakers up? You're trying to relax, you're trying to watch the ducks and the skyline.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're as mad as I am, I can tell. Okay, but don't get violent, that's never the answer. We're gonna do this legally through our petition, right? We're gonna do this, we're gonna play by the man's rules.
Non-violent.
Non-violent. Right. And if that doesn't work, I have a bulldozer a couple blocks away to take care of everything. That's plan
work?
B. Yeah, it's plan
work?
B. I don't want to use the bulldozer. There's a lot of paperwork afterwards.
Yes, so I've heard.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks a lot for your signature.
Okay. We want to get that, turn that music.
How many do you got?
One, two, we actually have signatures. This is actually working. Wow. I feel like one of them activist people.
You are an activist.
That I always mock. That I love to mock. Wow, this is really working. Wait, I'll bet the closer we get to the stupid music, the more people will be sympathetic to us.
Yeah.
But the more difficult it will be to hear us.
True.
Okay, let's try. Let's find the sweet spot.
Well, let's...
Let's go over here.
Get some people over here before
I don't know. Let's get this guy. This guy's with me. Hey, how you doing? Don't you hate that music? Don't you hate it?
Isn't it too loud?
Don't you want him to turn it down?
Yeah.
Here, if we get 20 signatures, they'll turn it down. 20 signatures to turn down that music. There you go. That's right, brother. Join the revolution. You've been waiting for this moment, haven't you? Okay, thanks very much.
We're from a radio station right up the street, and we play really lousy music, and they're just making us look really bad.
Yeah, they're making fun of us.
Yeah. Thanks for your signature.
Okay, thanks very much. There you go. Wait, I'm going to count our signatures. Well, I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. You're very good at this.
I feel like I opened up a little lemonade stand, and I'm counting my dimes. One, two. Should I count Joe Biden, that first guy?
No, I think that's the name of the President of the United States, isn't it?
Spelled the same way, B-I-D-E-N?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and his first name, Joe?
Yep.
Okay, one, I'm not a wonk. I mean, I'm not a political wonk like some people.
Might be a different Joe Biden.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 10 signatures, 9 of them legitimate.
Here's a guy.
Where?
Right here.
Where?
Right there.
Hey, how you doing? Don't you hate that music? Isn't it driving you crazy?
Yeah.
You know, if we get 20 signatures here, they'll turn it off.
Sorry, dude, but I kind of like the music.
No, you don't. No, you can't. Wait, listen more. Listen to this part.
What did he say?
Sorry, dude. First of all, he called me dude. I kind of like the music.
Yeah.
I have a good mind not to give him a bumper sticker.
I didn't give him one.
Okay, that'll teach him a lesson.
Yeah, I saw it from far away that it wasn't going.
No bumper sticker for that guy. Okay, here we go. I'd like to see him go through life with just plain unadorned bumpers. Do you see a car without a bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Without an FMU bumper sticker? You know it's that guy. Run him off the road.
There's quite a few people who don't have FMU bumper stickers.
How you guys doing? Don't you hate that music? It's driving you crazy, isn't it?
Of course we can't hate music.
Yeah, but you hate that music. That's not real music.
It's a little off, but...
It's horrible. It's an insult to you. That they're playing
music?
That.
You can't hate music, right? It's what they say, sue the average beast.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I hate that music. I'm not an idiot. I'm an adult. I'm hating that music.
You don't smoke enough weed. Weed makes all music sound good.
No, I don't smoke enough weed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I like real music. Like Poco, Fleetwood Mac.
But we're trying to get
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. You know that song?
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac,
yep.
I wish they'd play that. Maybe I should put that in the petition.
Well, that was...
Change that music. Play Fleetwood Mac.
I got to remind you that was Bill Clinton's theme song.
It was?
One of his presidential campaigns.
How'd that work out for him?
I think he won.
Okay, there you go.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he won with that.
Yeah, he did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll change our lives around. Okay. Anyway, listen, we have a petition. If we get 20 signatures, they'll play something different.
We're from a radio station right up the street.
Yeah, we need your signatures, guys.
91.1?
Yep.
Come on,
yeah.
I'm going to sign with you.
Yeah, you just sign whatever I tell you. You don't even read it. Yeah, we're going to play Fleetwood. You don't even need to read it. You just sign it. Just trust me, brother.
Yeah, you go through stuff like that.
Yeah, you just sign it. It's best in life just to sign crap. Am I right, Uncle Ken?
You
want to sign this?
Kids?
Yeah, just sign whatever you can. That'll get rid of the salesman. Okay, I got to get 20 signatures. We're halfway there, man.
Yeah. We got 10 legit signatures.
Now. Yeah, we're halfway there. You're going to hear some real music soon. You're welcome.
We should get a live band.
Oh, a live band. Okay, or a live band. I'll write that down.
What kind of band should we get?
Bring the Mac Boys down.
Yeah, or get
the
real
Mac Boys.
Mac Boys.
Can't beat Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi lives in New Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah. Get Bon Jovi. Yeah. He would. He's New Jersey.
Thanks a lot for your signature.
How you doing?
Enjoy your meal.
You must hate that music, right? It's making it hard to hear your show.
Not really.
You hate it. I'm going to speak on your behalf. You pretty much hate it. Listen, if we can get 20 signatures, we're going to get him to turn that off. Would you love to hear?
We're from a radio station right up the street.
Yeah, it's driving everyone crazy.
They're just kind of making us look bad.
People hate us. People hate that music. You came here to relax, didn't you?
Well, I don't mind the music.
No, you hate it. Listen to this part. It's insulting.
It's just beats. It's just beats.
Yeah, it's just beats. Yeah, it's just drum beats.
The beat.
You're quoting that recording from the 50s?
Yeah.
When they wanted to burn Elvis Presley records?
Right. The Jack Van Impe.
Yeah.
The beat.
Yeah, that's what he couldn't stand.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, he was 100% right about that. Hi, ladies. How are you? You having a nice lunch? It's very relaxing here. But you know what's ruining it for you? That music. Am I right? You hate that music. Am I right? Just say yeah. Just say yes. Okay. If we can get 20 signatures here, we can get him to turn that music off. And then you can sit in peace. You can talk to your friend. You can have a conversation. You don't have to shout. Okay, let's sign
I think maybe the music might be disturbing them less than you are.
Oh. Is that true?
We're from a radio station up the street. They're making us look bad.
Do you want me to have a petition that says, this guy should just bug off? And if they sign it, I go away? Okay, here's our signature. Turn that music off. You'll see. You are the change. You are making the change. You hear politicians talk about change all the time, don't you? But now you really are. You guys are the embodiment of it. I'm so proud of you guys. You're welcome. Did you get your bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Did you say thank you? Did you say thank you to Ken?
Yeah, thank you.
Each one a bumper sticker?
Take a bumper sticker.
You're going to share that one?
Where on the bumpers are going to go? On the side?
Yeah, on the side.
Would you recommend on the right or left can for a bumper sticker?
I think you should cut it in half vertically.
And then put one on the left, one on the right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my suggestion.
Okay, we have how many signatures?
Oh, hey, I don't know.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, they're geezers.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll hate this music.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Hey, tell me when we have 10 minutes left, because then I'll deliver our petition.
Right.
Well, those guys, wait, we have to run after those guys?
Yeah,
those geezers?
They're old.
We have to chase them.
We can catch them.
We have to chase our geezers?
Oh, I know. Let's go around the other
you
side.
Mean cut them off?
We'll cut them off at the pass.
Okay. Well, it doesn't get sadder than this. Chasing down two geezers.
No, it does.
For a gag petition. This is the end. Wait, here's a... Look, she's on her lunch break. Hi, how you doing? Don't you hate that music that they're playing?
I don't.
Don't you hate it, really?
Listen to it
more carefully.
Why was it saying?
It's not saying anything. It's just that imbecile kind of beat music.
I'll sign something, but I'm not putting a phone number or
okay.
email.
Okay.
I just want to be annoyed.
If we get... Okay. Oh, it's too late for that, isn't it?
We're from a radio station that's up the street.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Well, that's different.
Yeah,
they're just
they're just making
No, but if we get 20 signatures, they will turn off this music.
I'll sign it.
And, okay.
I want to know what's going to call me.
No one's gonna call you.
Okay, no. We will, as soon as you sign it, we'll completely forget about you completely.
That's fine by me.
Yeah. You're on your lunch break.
It's a little late for lunch.
No. You're just chilling.
I work from my phone.
You work from your phone.
Joe Biden.
No, it probably is not gonna count. Because we did a little research. There's a politician.
He's actually Joe Biden. President of the United States.
Oh, so yes. You want them to play Fleetwood Mac?
Well, we would prefer that, wouldn't
you?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Beach Boys.
Heard good things about the Beach Boys.
Yeah, Pet Sounds.
Yeah. The greatest album of all time.
Or the Beach Boys.
Sunflower.
You're all right.
Wild
hey, you have
honey.
Good taste in music. You will hate this radio station.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Thanks for your signature.
Thanks very much for your support. Yeah, good luck.
Okay, there's our geezers. They're standing by the
wall. Oh, yeah. They pawed. They made a strategic error. They stopped to lean against the railing.
Yeah.
Okay. But now we're walking away from the music. It may not be as bothersome.
Well, we can warn them if they walk that way. It gets much louder and much more annoying.
Hey, guys, how you guys doing? Don't you hate the music they're playing?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I can't even think. I can't even hear myself think.
I kind of like it.
No, you don't. You listen to it more carefully. Listen. No one likes that.
I'm
no one.
I'm hard of hearing. I don't hear.
Well, that's a gift. You should thank the Lord you're hard of hearing. Listen, if we get 20 signatures, they will turn that music off. So we're asking people to just sign.
No.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Exactly.
You can,
okay, I'm going to sign
on
your behalf.
We're from the radio station up the street, and
okay.
We just
don't.
See them
it's
as
not bothering me that much. So.
I think.
We just see them as unlawful competition, which is why we're doing this.
You want to sign it? You're hard of hearing. Maybe you're hard of hearing because of music like this.
Well, because we're the local radio station, and you know we just feel like if there's going to be music on the pier, it should be from us.
We want to play the bad music.
We want to play Fleetwood Mac and the Beach Boys.
Or they.
Whoever the walkathon people are, with the music.
You're as mad as we are, I could tell. It's rage. You're in rage.
Okay, I'll sign.
Okay, there you go. That's how you do it. Yeah, he's easy. All you got to do is ask this guy three times and say Fleetwood Mac. That's his secret. That's his Achilles heel.
Who's your favorite member of Fleetwood Mac? Stevie Nicks, am I right?
I call Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Wait, which is the short little witch?
Stevie Nicks.
That goes to bed with everybody.
Yeah, that's Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, love her.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was a musician. I just love her.
She's a singer.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
She plays tambourine.
I thought she was more of a groupie.
No, she's...
Okay, I'm sorry, you committed to this.
She's
we
the
heard
main
you say it.
Yeah.
Okay, if we get 20 signatures, they'll turn this music off.
Yeah, it's fine.
1, 2, 3, okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Almost the 20th.
Yes, I can do 2 signatures.
Oh, really?
That's great.
You're schizophrenic?
No, I'm from Denmark. I just got in, so I can do
that. Oh, yeah, Denmark. You're allowed 2 signatures per petition in Denmark.
I've heard that.
They're very advanced.
They're
very,
very
sophisticated
progressive
people.
In Northern Europe.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you just signed it twice. Just sign it twice. That's how they roll in Denmark.
There you go.
Okay, you're the very best. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And here we go. Do you think we have enough to approach him?
No, we don't have 20 yet. Don't you want to get 20? And then
well, we're close to it, but tell me when we're almost out of time.
We still have like 35 minutes.
No, we don't. That's not even funny. You shouldn't joke around. Shouldn't play with people like that, Ken. That's not cool. We have 10 minutes left.
10 minutes to
do
go.
Do we?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes.
Well, let's make our way down.
To go.
Okay. Hold on. So let me number these.
Wait, let's just try to get a few more.
Why? We have 10 minutes.
Okay.
Wait, let me number these, but you know what I can do
what?
When I number them? And if you tell people I did this, I'm going to deny it. I'm going to skip a few numbers.
So oh, get out.
So we're going to get to 20.
That's diabolical.
That's how you do it, baby. Politics is a dirty, dirty game. 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch
six.
This. 6.
Whoa.
7. Watch this.
9.
Whoa. Watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
6, 7, 9.
32. 33. 34.
That's a big jump.
Oh, they won't know. Hold on. 37. 40.
Hey, there's two guys on the way. They'll sign. Definitely.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they'll sign it. 42. 44. 50. 51. Okay, we're looking for our 52nd signature. It's called lying with statistics. You can make anything true in this life, Ken.
The music, I think, is coming from Team Walker.
Yeah.
They're walking.
Hey, guys,
for
how
Team
are you?
Walker.
Don't you hate the music they're playing? Hard to even think. That's why you walk down this way, isn't it? To get away from it? We're, you know, if we can get 20 signatures on here, they will turn off that music. We're collecting signatures. What do you think? Listen to this. What
we're
is this
we're
song?
From the radio station that's right up the street, and they're just kind of harsh and mellow, so we're trying to get signatures.
I'll get you on the way back.
I don't think you will.
Well,
I think you're just getting rid of it. Oh, I had a conversation once. I loved it. It was about
It
was about my dog.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was kind of a give and take thing with a neighbor.
That's what a conversation is.
Yeah, it was great. You guys are going to love it. Enjoy your conversation. Okay, we'll have to go with our 51 signatures.
All right, well, now there's vocals.
Well, this is like a disco version of a famous song. Wait, what song is this?
I don't recognize
How can I recognize a song that you don't?
I don't know.
Wait, wait till the chorus comes around. Wait, I know this song.
In case you're just tuning in, Andy and I are on Owen Grundy Pier at the bottom of Montgomery Street in Jersey City, right on the Hudson River.
We're asking people to sign our little petition to get them to turn down this music. Also, abortion on demand.
Well, did you write that?
It's underneath the flap.
Okay.
It's still there. It's still on the page.
And what does that mean exactly, abortion on demand? Can you give us any details?
It means
it's free for everybody.
Yeah, it means if I feel a little inconvenienced about something, about this, my situation.
Up until second trimester?
Up until until 4 days after birth.
4 days after birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, that's why we shouldn't advertise it.
All right,
it's
here
controversial.
All right, we're...
Wait, there's nobody there. They put it on autopilot, and then they walked away.
Well, maybe we can find people...
Hey, we're gonna deliver our petition now. Democracy at work. Here we go. We're gonna get better music on.
There's the funky DJ, Andy. Go up and...
Now I'm scared.
Go on up there, Andy.
Okay, well, you're not coming?
No.
You little coward. Come on, grow a spine. Come on. How you doing?
Hey, what's up,
sounds good to me.
All right.
I love this music.
All right.
Good choice, Andy. Who are you? What's your name? Omar, I love this music. You're a master. You're an artist. But I got to tell you, not everybody feels the same way. Yeah, there's a radio station. But Omar, there are people out there that don't share our love of music. They don't share, they don't see eye to eye with you and me and Ken.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
I love it too, but there are people out there that are really getting frustrated.
Look at this rig. Look at this amazing rig he's got.
Yeah, you're a master, man. You're an artist, but they say it's too loud. Okay, we did it. Thanks very much, Omar. No. We had to kill an hour. Not for you. We're working for today.
Team Walker.
And what did they raise the money for?
The children again.
I know it's always about the children. Oh, come on. The children have enough crap. How about the old geezers? How about the geezers? Am I right, Omar?
Yeah, I love the children, and I love the elderly, too.
Oh, okay. I guess you can love both. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I love the little ones, and I love the elderly.
Oh, you love the elderly and the little ones. I guess that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. We're turning it down. Yeah. Yeah. For the people.
Okay, so
how you doing, officer?
I'm good, right?
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, Dr.
Clayton's case. Officer, we're just delivering this petition to this gentleman.
It's all right.
To turn down the music, and he submitted to us. It's people power, right, Ken?
That's what it is.
We got 18 false signatures.
Popular,
that's all we needed. Okay, brother, thanks very much. Okay, well done, Ken. You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, it really is lower. It's really lower.
Now we're behind the speakers now.
Oh, that might explain some of it. But I saw him turn down the volume.
He did turn down the volume.
I wouldn't have the nerve to have asked him if I hadn't gotten these 18 signatures.
You did it.
Yeah.
18, I think. Isn't it more like 52?
Yeah, oh yeah. I forgot to look at my creative accounting. It's 52. Hey, are we out of time?
No. We
still, oh, come on.
We have more time to kill.
Well, maybe we could play some Fleetwood Mac. Wanted to add a Fleetwood Mac song.
Oh, man, we're way.
No. Ken, no, don't say 15 minutes.
We have 15 minutes to kill.
I have nothing to offer the world for 15 minutes.
I thought we were 10 minutes further along than we really are.
You misread the clock?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what can we do if we end the show now? Who follows us?
Matt Fivex.
Can I call him?
Weekly World Blues.
Can he start 15 minutes early? Can I call him?
Yeah, give him a call.
Okay, do you have a number?
I might have his number.
I wonder if this will be a big good news for him.
I don't think so.
What do we need? We need 12 minutes out of him, right? 12 minutes early?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if I got his number.
Okay. And I'll just call him right now.
Yep.
On my cell phone.
There we go. Yeah, right. I have his number.
Oh, no, you do?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I was kind of hoping you would. Okay. Well, he's not going to pick up for me.
He might.
No, he won't. Here,
okay.
you hit,
I'll
but I'll talk.
All right, so I'm calling Matt Five-ish on my phone, but Andy's going to talk.
Okay, and we need him to start 12 minutes early. Is that right? Is 12 minutes the number?
I've lost track.
Okay.
Yeah. If we play the Andy, Andy, Andy song a few times.
I can't even hear it ringing. Oh, it is ringing. And people will be able to hear him, too, because it's right up to my microphone, right?
No, they're not going to be able to hear him.
They won't?
No.
Your call has been...
Oh, it went to voicemail. He didn't pick up for you.
Damn! Wow. I guess I don't
tell
have
him,
to...
Wait, tell him to call right away.
I don't have the clout I used to have.
No, you don't. Do you want me to sing show tunes for 12 minutes?
Well, why don't we head back to the station at a leisurely pace?
Yeah. We can head back to my car.
We're here at the Exchange Place Plaza. They have big plans for this thing, you know?
For the plaza?
Yeah, for this plaza here.
Oh, no. I'm even...
How do you like that statue? You like the Katyn statue?
Yeah, the Russian that commemorates Russian... Is that World War One?
Commemorates
Polish.
Polish officers who were massacred by the Russians.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So they must have, every year they must have like a ceremony here, huh?
And for some reason it has become a symbol of neo-Nazis, I'm not sure why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the neo-Nazis like that statue.
They don't need much of a reason to embrace a symbol.
It's the bayonet through his back.
I guess
that
is
the fact that he's
it.
Impaled. I think it's just a pro-impaling.
They love the impaling.
Yeah, they love impalement.
Oh man, wait, but this is all... This is now all sort of,
posts. Yeah.
Our post-climactic moment with Omar.
Yeah. We blew it.
We got our petition.
Well, we could do something at the beginning of the show. We could record an intro.
Oh, you could do a simple edit?
I don't really have time to do much editing.
Can you remember everyone we met today? Like, can you go back and remember them?
I recall Joe Biden.
Okay, but the first guy, who's the first guy we approached?
I recall Juan.
Okay, Juan was the first guy,
Juan
right?
Juan was the first guy, yep.
And then?
Then it was Joe Biden, the guy from...
No, he was not second.
Florida, yeah.
He was second?
Yeah, Joe Biden was Florida, visiting his daughter.
And then, I think after Joe Biden, after the second guy...
Oh, those gals, there was Jen.
Oh, yeah, they were before Joe Biden.
Yeah, they were before Joe Biden.
Oh, this is fun to just kind of see how good our memory is.
Yeah, fun's a funny word.
Yeah, it is. It's a flexible, elastic word, apparently. Boy, it's all a blur already. Who did you like best of all the people that signed our petition?
Jen.
Jen, the first one we got?
Yeah, Jen, the second signature we got.
I like the guy that said, no such thing as bad music. Oh, I'd love to spend a half hour with that guy in the record library.
Yeah,
I'd have a convert there.
We'd learn him real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what do we do?
The new Chipotle across the street.
Oh, this is now death.
You like Chipotle?
This is death.
We can just throw on an Andy Breckman song. Should I throw on Railroad Bill? Or?
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear something? Do you ever do this? You on Apple Music, you say, hey, play my channel, my station, and they play music that they think you'll like. They recommend music based on your song history.
I've never done that. I don't have Apple Music.
Okay, but they do that. It's an option you have. They play my station, and they play a station of selected songs based on the songs that you've been playing. And guess what? Last week.
Did they play your song?
They played Louis Armstrong, they played Ella Fitzgerald, they played some classic rock, you know, they played...
You loved it.
And then they played a Rod McDonald version of Railroad Bill.
Really?
Yeah, it just came up on my station.
Wow.
But how on earth would they have figured that out? I never play myself.
I believe they know your name, right?
Yeah, but I'm not mentioned in the song or the title of the song. I guess I'm listed as the writer.
Well, trust me when I tell you that it was not a human being who made that decision.
Oh, okay. Then all my emails probably were just a waste of time.
Yeah, it was an algorithm.
But wasn't that amazing that to hear that come up? Now, do you have any songwriting credit on any song ever?
No.
None?
None.
All the musicians you've known, all the interviews you've done?
I have no songwriting credit on anything. No, I couldn't write a song to save my life. It's one of those talents that I'm so in awe of. People who can write a good song.
Oh, good song.
Yeah, good song.
Oh, well, that's...
Well, you've written some good songs.
I've written two good songs.
Railroad Bill and what?
Well, oh. Railroad Bill and then the first version of Railroad Bill. Can I go home now? There's my car.
Where?
Right there.
Where? You got the...
Oh, no!
Oh,
wait,
man!
Wait, do I have a ticket? Hold on.
Yeah, you got a ton of
tickets. No, the meter's broken.
Oh, no, you got a note.
Oh, I wrote the note.
You got a nasty
note. I wrote the note. Oh, it worked.
Meter is broken?
Yeah, I wrote that note.
You misspelled broken.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, it's just under the windshield wipe. Well, because it's under the windshield
wipe. Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
And it worked.
Good job. But you have a boot on your car.
No, I don't. Oh, God, don't scare me. And here we are back at the station. 43 Montgomery. Aren't you proud, Ken?
And let's see where we are.
Ken, would you look at the station? Don't you get a little buzz when you walk in every day?
I come here every
this
day.
Is the, I know, but this is the house that Ken built. This wouldn't be here without you. That's pretty great, isn't it?
I guess I'm just used to it.
No, I think you should be very proud every time you walk in.
I'm proud.
Yeah. And then when is Monty Hall going to reopen for shows?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
You're paying the rent on it.
We own it.
So I know, but you're, I mean, you're, I but mean, you're, but there's no income from it. At
true.
The
yeah, we've lost all our income from it. But we did get a grant during those Joe Biden federal giveaway programs.
Oh, okay. Did that help?
Yeah.
Help you?
Yeah.
And then
we got
what?
A shuttered venue grant.
Is there anything at all on the schedule?
No, we have not booked a single thing because I don't know when.
But people are going to shows
and getting COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, but 4 years ago they were getting the flu.
I think a lot of people are much more worried about getting COVID than the flu.
I bet you could fill that place with the right act.
I bet you we could.
And well, there you go.
I bet you a lot of people would get COVID.
But they would know what they're getting into. They're adults. It would make an adult decision.
I don't want to be part of that.
Don't make me pass around another petition. Because I'll do it. I'm not bluffing. Maybe I'll stand right here and pass it out and then start another petition.
You know, they had the Met Gala. A ton of people got COVID. They had
the
White House Correspondents' Dinner. A ton of people got COVID.
Well, Joe Biden himself on the press plane, they asked, hey, Joe, hey, Mr. President, should we mask up? And he said, hey, it's up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Adult?
Yeah.
You read the paper?
I haven't been wearing a mask, but I just don't want to be in an indoor crowded situation.
How did you avoid getting COVID?
How did you avoid getting
COVID? I don't know. Maybe maybe we had it and never knew
it. I don't think so. I don't think I had it. I can tell you that. Because whenever everybody's getting sick and I get the same thing, I always get way sicker than everybody else. So I don't think I've had it.
That's not conclusive proof.
No, it's
that's anecdotal.
Not. Yes. Yes. Very anecdotal.
But what's the alternative explanation? That you're blessed? That God loves you? That can't be true.
No, half the people in the country haven't had COVID yet.
But how could you not have had COVID? How could I not have had COVID? I've been going to the movies. I've been on airplanes. I've been vacationing.
Maybe you're immune. Maybe we're both immune.
I don't see how. I've never been lucky like that in anything else.
During the Black Death, you know, the bubonic plague.
I didn't get that either.
15% of Europeans were immune from it.
They were?
Yeah, that was when a third to half the population of Europe was killed. But they found out that 15% were immune.
Is that where the phrase lucky ducks comes from? They were lucky ducks?
No.
Yeah, I think that is.
Ashes, we all fall down. That's where that comes from.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, you know a lot about plagues.
Yeah, I love plagues.
Yeah, I see. You must have been in heaven the last few years.
I have been.
Well, wouldn't you like to have your very own super spreader event?
Your very, very own. We did have a private thing here the last night of the marathon. And,
yeah.
You know, they were like 40, 50 people in there.
All masked up?
No, nobody masked up.
And did anybody get sick?
Nobody got it. Nope. But in the last 2 months, we've had 15 cases.
Proves my theory. I've been saying it for months. It's a very capricious virus.
Right. Almost random.
Almost random.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mask it up don't seem to help much. Just got to be
Matt Fiebig called us back.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. Call him. Wait, maybe he'll do the 12-minute thing.
Well, no.
Wait, if I call him now, and can you splice in the phone call and then let him go early? One splice. Here, let me. Here, if he comes 12 minutes early, would you do it? Because the last 12 minutes have been finished. Oh, sorry. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, hey, it's Andy. It's you're called Ken, but it's Andy. I've mugged.
No, not again.
I mugged Ken and took his phone. No, this is a good. This is a good call. Hey, we're wondering if you could. Can I ask him?
Sure, ask him.
Hey, we're wondering. We're doing a man on the street thing. We were pre-recording our show, and we ended it 12 minutes early. We completely ran out of, you know, you ever see those, you ever go boating on a sailboat and suddenly the wind stops and you're just adrift and the boat can't move? That's what happened to us, yes, comedically speaking. So we're wondering if you could start your show 12 minutes early. It gives you and your fans an extra two or three cuts.
Why do I get the feeling that this call is being recorded?
It is. Oh, it's being
recorded. And this is actually part of
the end of our
12 minutes.
This is the end of our show. But you can consider it a
sad. I guess even sadder than usual.
Isn't it? Isn't it, though? Isn't it sad? But you'd be doing us a big solid, and Ken, you'd be in a great position. Ken would owe you. Imagine that. The station manager would owe you.
You guys still owe me from that last...
Oh, I know. We're keeping a list. We're keeping a list of all the things we owe you.
The only thing is, how many minutes? We've been on for about 3 minutes.
Okay, so that's right. All you need now is 9 minutes to get there minutes early. Okay.
Well, why don't you call, one of the other...
Because you follow us.
We need to end so I don't have to edit this
yeah,
all out.
We need, yeah, you're following us, so it's you or no one. So just say the word yes and get here 9 minutes early.
No,
the word
that.
Is yes.
I think we filled up the time.
The word is yes. Just say the word yes now. You'll enjoy saying the word yes.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiebig.
Stay tuned for Weekly World. Hey, you can billboard yourself. This is the end of our show. Billboard yourself, Matt.
Let me hear you say it, Andy.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiebig.
Fiebig.
On WFM, FMU. I used to know this by heart.
WFMU East Orange.
East Orange.
WMFU Mount Hope.
WFMU Mount Hope and Rockland County.
And New York City at 91.9
in New York. In Rockland County.
Yeah, WFMU.org.
Dot org on the World Wide Web. In Rockland County.
We out.
We out.
Andy. up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
frog. I found her drinking muddy water, sleeping in the hollow log. Well, she must have been my mama's only child. Yes, she must have.